With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Ohangwena Governor Kadiva Hamutumwa has urged that people with disabilities be treated with respect and dignity. Speaking at a seminar in Ongenga, she called for greater inclusivity and understanding.
We need to be efficient and effective. And I want to send a message to all government institutions that are within the Ohangwena region, that what Her Excellency is directing, it will be implemented without fear or favor in the Ohangwena region. It is unacceptable that we have a seminar like this and officials are coming late. Even the one that is coordinating disability in the Ohangwena region, and that I am going to take up very seriously. So that is something that I really want to send as a message. As officials of government, we are mandated to provide services to the people. And we are in the offices to be able to deliver on the mandate of the government, regardless of who it is that we are delivering it to. People with disability, you are no different.
The event, which concludes tomorrow, brings together participants from across the region to discuss issues and promote empowerment. The Global African Hydrogen Summit of 2025 opened in Windhoek on Tuesday. Industry leaders, including High Iron's Johannes Michaels and Green Hydrogen Commissioner James Nyupe, stressed the importance of investment, industrialization and sustainable growth while addressing the summit.
What we're doing here at the moment is we're trying to mobilize Namibia's share of about $1.7 billion that we now want to bring home and start deploying into our projects, into our various projects that you will actually be getting to know throughout the summit. It is very apt for what's happening in Namibia. For the longest time, since 5 years ago, September 2020, we've been talking about this idea, but this is the year that we actually start building. I think in a few days, Dalres will be breaking that ground on their ammonia sulfate plant. And at the same time, you've got Alex Savaris and CMB and Cleanergy to actually open up their hydrogen service station, which has now started producing hydrogen.
South Africa's International Relations Minister Ronald Lamula says the country joined the Hague Group to uphold international law and end Israel's illegal occupation of Palestinian territories. Addressing Parliament's Justice Portfolio Committee on International Court of Justice, Lamula said the initiative alongside the Madrid Group seeks an immediate ceasefire.
We have also joined initiatives such as the Hague Group, which was established to protect and uphold international obligations to end the illegal Israel occupation and to support the realization of the inalienable rights of the Palestinian people, including the self-determination and to independence in a sovereign state of the Palestinian.
And 100,000 people are expected to protest across France on Wednesday as part of the so-called Block Everything movement against the government and the budget. Hundreds of people have already been arrested by police as demonstrations up and down the country continue. The planned protests come on the day the new Prime Minister, Sébastien Lecornu, will officially take office after François Bayrou's government collapsed on Monday.
A mass walkout is impacting the health, education and transport sector in France, with major disruption anticipated during the day at airports and on the railway network, and some students are blocking schools. Police used tear gas to disperse crowds in Paris and the southern city of Toulouse, and the northern region of Brittany saw vehicles set alight as demonstrators vowed to try to block the country. All this on the day the new Prime Minister is sworn in, 39-year-old Sébastien Lecornu replacing the ousted François Bayrou and facing a very difficult first day on the job. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.